Gee, after and then of course the Saturday and.
So you hopped on the bike with the flags and.
Well, we just arrived there, and it was, I think everybody was just starting to march actually, and we tried to go down George Street. I mean, this is all kind of, common public knowledge now, and then we sort of went up Park Street instead. I remember running down Pitt Street on cars actually, because we created such a traffic jam that I could remember jumping up onto a car and running across a few cars because they were all bumper to bumper. And then the police tried to cut us off at Market Street, as I remember. So a lot of us rushed into Farmers, I think, was on the corner. Which is now that Myers building or whatever. It's been through various avatars over the years, and kind of swept through there, and then sort of came out back onto Pitt Street, avoiding this kind of police cordon there. And I mean, after that, the police just gave up, I think, and just headed down to Martin Plaza. I mean, it was complete chaos and panic, and I don't remember too much of anything really about getting there, except, as is often the case with me, I saw that the police were picking on this gay couple, the two men, and I think they were trying to arrest them or something, and they were just onlookers, and I just said, I said, leave them alone or something like that, and I went to sort of save these two guys from getting arrested, and of course then I managed to get arrested, and I'm pretty sure they didn't. So I was charged with saying, get fucked, you copper cunt, or cunts possibly, and just got thrown in the paddy wagon. I mean, that was quite early in the piece, so that was the end of my day really. But it was festive. I mean,
Was there a rocking of the Black Maria or the paddy wagon?
Yeah, well,
Because there's some report of it being rocked back and forward.
yeah, I'm pretty sure we were all
Singing.
singing and having a great time inside. I mean, it was festive, and then we ended up all at the police station on Pitt Street or something down the maybe Central Police Station or
Central
whatever.
Police Station's down between George and Pitt, isn't it? Down there.
Yeah.
Others were taken to Phillip Street, and that's where the march went up
Yeah,
to.
that's right. Well, I went to that one, and basically, I mean, they just charged us with some trumped-up charge in as we were taken out of the paddy wagon, charged with something, and sent out to the room out the back. And I mean, it was completely ridiculous. I didn't say that. I probably said, I don't think I said anything. I mean, apparently there was Channel 7 footage as well of me getting arrested or some channel. With me being carried to a paddy wagon with five policemen or something, with me sort of thrashing about, giving them a bit of a hard time. Is that accessible, any of that stuff ever, from their archives?
Well, I guess we need to look, but we haven't made those approaches yet.
Because there's a lot of, there'd be lots and lots of good stuff in there.
Yeah.
And we were released on bail, and I'm not sure who got the bail. Also, resisting arrest, I was charged with, and then I don't know what was there another was there a Sunday? I don't remember. But we went to court, and I was basically going to defend myself, saying that I would never use the word cunt, which in fact I wouldn't, because it's really not for any particular ideological reasons. It just doesn't wouldn't come out of my mouth very easily. I mean, fuck, fine, not cunt. I don't call people pricks and cunts even now. I mean, I never have. And I was going to do that, but in fact, Lex and Dennis actually said that,
Dennis Altman.
yeah, they provided expert witness testimony that I was in fact arrested at a completely different time and place to what the police actually were alleging. So they basically let me off, as I think they do just about everybody. But I still have to put that when I apply for jobs and things like that. I have to explain that, and so it's always down in my employment record.